It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Notice, if you listen to the first hour, that it seemed like a minute. Because when you raise consciousness, and you are steeped in that consciousness, out of the time stream, it's timeless. It's the living now. There's no past, there's no future, there's just now. And if you deal with now properly, and you will, if you live in the now, the future will take it. What you call the future, which is a series of nows, will take care of itself. There's nothing, you can't change the future. You can, but all of your huffing and puffing cannot do it. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. I'm talking to a young man about difficulty with his daughter, and I said that I brought up a silly subject, but it really wasn't silly. I just lost my trend of thought. He has a difficult time with his daughter, who he has custody only 20% of the time. And far as I can glean, that his wife is poisoning her against Dad. And I'm cautioning him about being another mother trying to win her over with feminine persuasions. You get the point, Joe?
Yes, I do.
In other words, what you need is she's going to try you like your wife. Mm. And you're going to fail if you're not careful and give in to her. She's going to tempt you. Oh, Dad, oh, please. But you hold your ground. Whenever it's unreasonable, and you know it's unreasonable, you have to know the absolute truth in every moment. You could be mistaken sometimes, but then you may never make a judgment. But if you hold your ground and not hold your ground with resentment, but hold your ground because you're grounded, then the truth, you're not going to poison the discernment of the moment. Something is wrong, but maybe it isn't. But you're not going to pass a judgment on it until you see there's a certain patience which gives you a breathing space to let the other person see how wrong they are. It's like a light. You hold up a light. If you don't respond, they can't have their way. The enemy cannot advance. Even the enemy, the fascist Muslims, they cannot have their way if we as a nation hold our ground calmly and don't panic and want to give in and try to make peace and the appeasement trip, which never works. So as a father, as a husband, you have to know right from wrong, and you have to know what's good for your children and good for your wife, and what's bad for them is for you to get upset and give in and get upset and get mad and try to outwill them. Mm-hmm. So your daughter is going to have the proclivities of your wife. She's going to have, so when you, she's with you 20% of the time, you have to be 100% father.
Well, that makes sense.
And that means nothing she can say or do moves you to emotion. We'll see. Dad, no, I said, if you say it one more time, we just won't do it. Well, then she'll hate you. Let her hate you, but don't let it bother you.
You know, but that hasn't been the problem. What's happened is that I was coming to the light. My now ex-wife divorces me and marries another man. My daughter's living with them. Okay.
Horrible.
But now, yesterday, she had to get attention, this little crying out. She has an anatomical situation, and she takes a medication for headaches. She stopped taking that to get attention from Mom. She wants to stay overnight at Mom's.
She's addicted to Mom's approval.
That's what I'm getting out of it.
She's when she's angry again. If a person can make you, if Michael Moore can make you angry at the president, you'll side with him. Hmm. See that?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
The finger pointer. The angry person can arouse the anger in the children, and in the people, and then the person who's innocent is the bad guy. You share the contempt of the accuser.
Yes.
In Spanish, I think the word devil is diablo, which means the accuser.
Hmm.
Yeah. Karl Marx says, "Accuse others of what you are." It's But you have to learn to withstand that as a man, because the women have the upper hand in this. And the only way you could have to take that flak with a great deal of dignity and wait for it to pass. And when they find that they haven't got to you, they are amazed. And they try again, but again and again and again. You have to endure it, and you'll win your daughter over one day. You'll see. Her headaches will go away. She'll love the good in you. She'll leave that mom and that boyfriend behind, so to speak. And you'll have a daughter again. You'll see. We'll be right back. Sorry, I must go now because I must make a break.
It's time for Advice Line.
The thing that I'm getting from you, it's not really about controlling anger and controlling resentment. It's about not having it in your life.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I hear you saying about puffing up. I watched how I've handled my life, being annoyed and irritated, and I'm going to fix them attitude. I was very happy to see what puffing up means so I can watch it more.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
All right, we're going to take our calls right away, if you don't mind. But I just want to say to my listeners, how many of you listened to the first hour? And did you notice something odd about listening to it? Well, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't be listening to this hour, I suppose. Maybe you can't get this hour because some stations don't get both hours. But you notice the time, the whole hour felt like a minute, including the commercials. It didn't feel like time at all. There's something about the way that I'm speaking to you, and you may see it this evening. After a few minutes, you'll forget that what I've just said, and we'll be involved with talking about problems in such a special way that your consciousness will rise above the stream of time. So instead of feeling the pressure of the water in the river and the current against your body, you're sitting quietly in the bank and watching the flotsam of gypsum floating down the stream. You're not part of the river of life. Physically you are, spiritually you're not. So you don't notice time goes by. Weeks are like yesterday was a week. We have a housekeeper that comes once a week, and is a very nice lady. I said, Maria, you only came yesterday. She's beginning to feel the same thing, that when you live in a higher state of awareness, things are happening through you. This may answer some of the questions of the callers right on the line right now, just waiting to get a response from me. But the answers will come to you on their own, and your life will unfold without any huffing and puffing. And it'll always seem like now. Yeah, it's just, to me, time is just a place on the clock. And it's not boring. I mean, how can I say this? Living in the now, I'm the Father's will acts through me. That's where it's supposed to be. If you don't live in the now, it's where He is, ever present. That's the now. You live a fraction of a second before time. I can see a fraction of a second, very fraction. I can see into the future roughly what the human race will come to. And the prophets of old could see it 2,000 years. You just have to use a slide rule or something. And then figure out, you know, where human behavior is predictable. They've only got two choices. And if you multiply that by billions of people, you can see the end of days. That's if we don't learn our lesson. But if we learn our lesson, now we have radio, and the message of the wisdom of the past can be passed into the future. The future will be sum total of the present moments properly met, which means you're not part of the problem. You learn to see clearly the consequences of overreacting to things, so which you don't. When you don't overreact to things, then the past, which is overreacting to things, doesn't again build itself in through the present to become what we call the future. It keeps repeating itself, so continue to react to the to things the way you have always done, without the pause that refreshes to allow something new to come through, creative. The genius inside you to unfold like a flower is always blocked by frustration and upset and willfulness and will, the will to power and the insecurity for money. The insecurity comes from not having a ground of being as I described. Fair enough? So you Americans, we Americans, have the liberty to be truly free, but you're not at this time. There's a conspiracy against freedom, against common sense. It's in the schools, it's in the universities, it's in medicine, it's even in the churches. So you're all stuck with all the wrong advice. So America is in a poorer state than it was after World War II. But I think you see that if you have any common sense, you can see that America's become coarse and you'd hardly have any leadership. And the leadership you have leads you down the wrong path. How on earth did you elect Jimmy Carter? Some people still like him. How on earth do you can you pay attention to the likes of Michael Moore, for example? You've got to be mentally ill. Are you mentally ill? You have to be. Because he's just an angry so-and-so, isn't he? And he understands how the pointing finger, how accusing of innocent can make you guilty, co-guilty with the finger pointer. See? Pass judgment and you fall to guilt. And then suddenly, life reverses itself. And so wrong seems right and right seems wrong. Because good people with conscience remind you of what you've forgotten. And you feel the pain of their presence. The very presence of a good person reminds you of the conscience you've lost and you don't want to remember. And therefore, the pain of that makes you, that hurts you, therefore what hurts you must be bad. And what comforts you, your corrupter, must be good. The dope pusher plays the role. The comforter is, and the bully is the same. He plays two roles. Good guy, bad guy. Sometimes two different people. Somebody could bully you from the past and comfort you in the present. And then, lo and behold, you live with them for a while and you accept their comfort. But it's only nurturing what's gone wrong with you. See? So, can you see, stop for a minute now and understand you only have two choices when you're upset? Two choices, and both of them are wrong. You get upset, and you act as the adversary makes its home in you. The adversary have their way with you. The adversary, whoever's the will of others, have their way with you, and you serve the will of others. And there's no meaning in life at all. But you can turn the tables on them, and you can upset them more than they upset you, and you have your will through them. But still, what life is it? It's not your will anyway. It's what the will that you got from somebody else. You just found somebody weaker than yourself or made them weaker than you are. So you're the king of the castle. But there's no meaning in just degrading others to have the satisfaction of having your way. What is that way, your way? There is no way. It's just craziness. It's just your way just for the sake of having your way. There's no future in it. Just have more and more and more because the more you get the way, the more way you want. You're taking people down and you're going down with them. You're manicured to them. So, how about finding this precious moment where you can stand back and be freed from making those two wrong choices? Get upset, say something wrong. Get upset, do something wrong. Get upset, suppress the wrong. That's also wrong. How about not being upset and standing up for yourself? How about and do something? You'll always be right. If you learn not to be upset, there'll be a time you take your stand in your own sweet time, in a special way that is mysterious, and will make everything come out right, no matter how much opposition you have to go through. It's a magical thing Do you want to learn that? Do you want to discover that? Hear what I have to say and call the office tomorrow, 866-RADIO-ROY, and if you can't afford the CD or cassette, we'll give it to you whatever you can afford. Or you can go to the website, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, fhu.com, and download the CD free. If you support the program with your tax-deductible donations, then I can leave all the stuff up there free for all the third world countries to glean, learn from. No, they don't have to pay anything. In America, you have excess of funds, and instead of spending on dope and stuff like that, records for some stupid music artists, find the meaning of life. Find the joy, the wellspring, the music of light and love, okay? And then you know, I'm just like a little kid. I'm almost getting on for 80 now. I'm just close on 80, and I'm like a kid with my theory of gravity. If I may say something about that, I gave a talk to the American Physical Association. The newspaper came out in Denver, Colorado, and making fun of me. But when I finished talking to 250 people, it was a crowded room. Professors came up and wanted my thesis. I counted 9 at least, but I lost count of the ones I gave away. And there's not been any criticism ever since. There's an awful quietness from there. And some very big companies have shown interest in my work. You can get electricity from gravity. But the reason why I'm saying this is because such things as I have written recently usually come from young people. Like Einstein did his best work before he was 25 years old. I'm an old man. All of a sudden I come up with a theory that's based on his that takes it further. How do you like that? And so fulfills his dream. But I never knew what his dream was until 6 months ago. I was working by myself. I looked at the Big Bang and saw there was something wrong with it immediately. When I went to the give my talk, I told him so. And within 1 minute, the Big Bang went away, and there wasn't a physicist there that could argue with it. It's like coming to a big cathedral with 100,000 Christians saying there's no Jesus. I'm not saying there's no Jesus, it's just the same thing. When you say there's no Big Bang, and here's the reason. You forgot to look here. It's simple. What's the matter with you? Why can't you see it? And then I was able to explain a little bit in the short time I was allotted how you get electricity from gravity, because now gravity is not what is observable and has properties that it didn't have before because you didn't know what it was. But the point is, that's a gift. And I've got engineers working with me now and beginning to get a group of engineers together that are excited as I am. They're retiring. And we're going to have a lot of fun, like a bunch of kids. We're all excited about what we're about to do. It's fun. Why can't you get to the age of 80 and start having fun too? No, because you can't get past your problems. Your sickness and illnesses and your gripes and your worries and your fears and your anxiety, whatever it is, your depressions. The meaning of life is gone. I've got through the human part of it, the human trials and tribulations, and you have to get through it, and then you have new understanding coming, a hope of not only of this world but of fulfilling a purpose in life. And I was saying a little while ago that time is different. It is, I don't feel time, and I'll take a break. Just let me finish the thought. Time is different for this reason. Because with you, you're using it, struggling with your problems, and aiming at making more money and looking for happiness in all the wrong ways, in selfish ways. and there's no fulfillment in it, but you try harder. It's like a form of insanity. You know, you do the same thing over and over again and to get a different result, things get worse. So as you get older, you have less and less time to do more and more in, and after a while, you become you want to die because it's so painful, or you're afraid to die because you haven't fulfilled your life. With the way I see it, is that I'm fulfilled my purpose up to now, but I've got more to do. Wow, I'm not going to retire. What do you mean retire from what? From life? I'm having more fun than a barrel of monkeys. But you've got to get through your personal problems. And who's going to help you answer that question again except me? Because I know how to do it. I know all the psychiatry I need to know. I know all the religion I need to know. I know all the psychology I need to know. I know the science I need to know, because there is a science and there is a God. And there's God in everything I tell you. Because that's what you serve. That's what I serve by helping you. That's what I serve by helping you to get electricity from gravity one day. So that when the communists find they get free energy from gravity, and the Chinese and the Muslims, we don't need their oil anymore, they can praise the Lord for the free energy. Because every time they use it, it's coming from Him, from gravity. And gravity is the closest place to God, because gravity is what makes the universe what it is. And I won't explain that, because that's another story for another time. You get a little glimpse of it in my book, Finding God in Physics. You get a little glimpse of it. You know, an ordinary person's view of it. I've written my papers, 25 pages, so it covers the ground much more thoroughly. All right, we're going to take our calls now. Oh, by the way, I'll make up my break now. Ladies and gentlemen, Tall Timber Ranch. If I can give you... I beg your pardon? Okay, well, I'll take a cart, because we have a little background noise, I'm told, so that we'll be right back.
Are you looking for timeless insights on forgiveness, relieving stress, and finding true faith and love? You want to find out what's at the root of marriage problems, family conflicts, success and failure? Roy Masters can help you with life issues, spirituality, and healing. Visit FHU.com today. Order classic Roy Masters videos, now on DVD. Sign up for new insights, Roy's monthly newsletter featuring articles, news, and sage advice. Browse Roy's books and lectures online, all at FHU.com. And now everyone can enjoy Roy Masters' Sunday conversations. They're personal, enlightening, and always uplifting. For a preview, listen at FHU.com. The foundation of human understanding depends on your tax-deductible financial support for this vital service. Roy Masters and the foundation of human understanding is available to help you now. Just visit FHU.com.
Yeah, that background noise is crickets. Yeah, well, I can't help that, because I'm in my back room and I've got the windows closed, and it's not easy to do a program with the windows closed, the crickets. But I don't think you're listening to the crickets. How about Jiminy Cricket, your own conscience? So, where was I? I'll take my calls now. But let me give the commercial break. Tall Timber Ranch, July 4th. Will you come and spend a week with me? For information, please call 866-RADIO-ROY or go to my website, FHU.com. Thank you. We'll take Minnesota. Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill, are you there, old boy? Is Bill there? No. Let's go to James in Iowa. Hello, James.
I'm on right now. Right now.
Right now, right now. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
God bless you, Roy.
Thank you.
I've got great things to say to you. I've been in entertainment I'm 56 years old, almost my whole life. My name's James Taylor, so that's a great one, huh? I do celebrity and dignitary security, and I've listened to every philosophy known to man. And you probably caught me, first of all, by your inverted. It's like you turn life inside out, which is about the only thing that will shake a guy like me. I've stood in front of the president several presidents to take bullets and stars, and it takes a lot to really get to me. And the watching thing, the way I got into it.
What can I do for you, though?
Give me some more of your, I love your way of looking at life. The watching thing helped me with the way I got into the security work, protecting people, was because of asking God to help me with my temper to mold it into something.
You're throwing so many things at once at me. I'm really losing. You're an entertainer.
Okay.
You're a FBI person from the. I know, but you seem to, if you're going to be taking bullets for the president, you've got to be FBI or something.
I've done security. I do personal, dignitary, and celebrity security. You're telling me to watch.
I'm not telling you really anything. I'm just trying to weave an idea, a concept. Try to weave something in the air so that you can see it deeply and not try to remember it. So the words that I say on this program they're not easily remembered. I don't wish them to be remembered. What I want to leave behind is a trace of awareness. Like when the program goes off the air, you look around and things seem to be different, clean.
Right.
Like my producer was listening to the crickets. And I didn't even hear the crickets, but in the background in my office here. And
where does your energy come from? The answer to life is?
Well, no, but the energy, the answer to life is to fulfill the will of the Creator on earth as it is in heaven. Simple. But how to experience that his will as a force, an energy that is effortless. In other words, the energy I'm speaking about is effortless. You do not know what moves you. You do not what makes you understand the things you do. I hear my words coming out of my mouth, but I don't know what I'm going to say next.
Yeah, I understand.
And so I don't know what the next moment will bring, but I will meet it in a certain way which will change the outcome of it. In a way that that wouldn't have happened, it would, for the positive, where it would have happened for the negative, for sure. The minute you get upset, for sure, the outcome will be worse.
Yeah.
Not only the outcome, but to your own health.
I agree.
And your consciousness. Your consciousness will be lowered.
Yes, I agree. And I've watched that through 56 years of a very unusual life in very.
But that's all. But my dear friend, that's all I can tell you. But because you haven't really asked me a question, but I've treated you as a gentleman. Thank you very much for calling. Be good, and you call me again next time. Because I'm into not chatting over the fence, but answering real questions with real answers. 866-8883 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Do we have another call on the line? Or is it, this is my imagination. All right. We have 1 minute to our break. Then we have to come back for the last half an hour, and my lines are blank. So I'll meet that moment when it comes. But I'm looking forward. This has been a very good program so far with some very meaningful callers. Can we finish that way? Is there anyone out there that has a question that needs to be answered, they've not been able to, a psychological, spiritual, physical illness that I might give you some clue as to its resolution? 866-8883, that's an 800 number, 10 to midnight West Coast time, 866-8883. Show numbers are 4709 and 4710. That's 2 hours. Both hours are available by calling the foundation, FHU.com.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? Ephesians 6:12 says, "We struggle not with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, the power of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm." If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling? The scripture also tells us, "Be still and know." Visit Roy Masters' website at fhu.com and download the free concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website at fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life, free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at fhu.com and download Be Still and Know.
My problem is that I spend my commercials philosophizing instead of selling products, so to speak, and asking for donations, but it's not easy for me to do, to jump from one to another, and I don't like the canned commercials. I put them on when I feel a little tired or something, but that's not very often. And just to break the pace, because otherwise you hear me 2 hours droning away. But I hope it isn't that way at all. I hope it's 2 hours of raised consciousness, which feels like 2 minutes. You see, there I am. I've gone again. I should be talking about product. And the product I would like you to have is Be Still and Know, which is a CD. Actually, you get a CD or cassette by calling 866 Radio Roy, business hours, West Coast time, and you pay what you can afford. It's a very small price, but even so, pay what you can afford, because everybody should have it. And if you have a computer, you can download it, no charge. Please put a donation in. If you don't have to, if you don't want to. So it's donation, and means donation or nothing. See? And that's up to you. But then, if you don't, it's nice for me to put it that way, because this program goes all over the world into third world countries. For example, in near Rwanda, where is it? I can't think of the name of the place. It's a country next to Rwanda, and I can't think of the name right this moment. But they get all our materials, and they download it and listen to the programs every night, and they share it with the villagers. They have meetings, and the people are getting better. Life is getting better, and people are getting better from many different illnesses. And these people in Africa seem to be more open than we civilized people. We've got too much. We've got so much, we're overwhelmed by it. We're drowning in it. And so I think they appreciate it. Suffering people appreciate it. Like a thirsty man in a desert, he appreciates water more than you do, who have plenty. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Please keep us on the air with your tax deductible donation so we can spread the word and so people can download stuff free forever. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. Callers, lines filled up again. That's nice. Denny in New Mexico. Hello, Denny. What can I do for you?
How are you doing this evening?
Yes, sir.
I enjoy your program. I've listened to you on the road quite a bit. I haven't, unfortunately, I haven't downloaded your CD yet.
One day you will.
I will, someday, yes. Anyway, just curious about the interesting way that you deal with people and things, and wondering about if you think eventually, I know you talk about just this country, but do you think the the whole world will sometime there'll be a paradise on earth.
No, I don't think you need to be concern yourself with that, because not in your lifetime.
Oh yeah,
you know, paradise is a state of mind.
Oh,
and listen, you know how paradise is lost? How paradise was lost because it was lost in the mind before it became reality on earth as hell. And
yeah.
So it's the only way it can be found is to be found in the state of mind. You have
you
to have
a literal hell.
Oh yeah, can't you taste it? Haven't you tasted it? You taste hell on earth. If you're aware, you taste it. And you know what it's like. If you have a conscience, you know there's something horribly wrong, but you're stuck fast in it, and it controls you. The alcoholism, the drug addiction, and all the problems that we, the depression, the hopelessness, despair, the sickness, the disease, the suffering, that's hell on earth.
Sure.
You see?
Yeah, I agree.
And so,
yeah.
And in America, it was hard. This freedom from that was hard fought for. However, we are sliding back to states of mind that remind me of Sodom and Gomorrah might look.
Right.
And so we're giving away our freedoms by raising up and playing and not attending to the meaning of life and being good parents and
but
being good citizens.
Satan is controlling this world on earth now?
Well, that's a sort of catchy question. Look, you asked me a simple question, and I'll give you a very straightforward answer. Paradise is a state of mind, and it's a bubble around you, and it's very infectious. In other words, other people might find it. If you hold up your light, others will take that light and it's exponential. That's all I can tell you. It's a hard question to answer. The state of paradise doesn't exist on earth, except in this sense. Jesus said this way in the not the parables, but there are certain sayings, aphorisms, in the Gospel according to Sir Thomas. Gospel according to Thomas. It says, the kingdom of heaven, when he was asked the question, is within you and about you, but men cannot see it. So the kingdom of heaven is within you and already around you, but men do not see it.
Yeah.
And if you could find the paradisical state of mind to learn to deal perfectly with imperfect people, you will know what paradise is like, and you will be saved from hell personally. Don't worry about the hell on earth and all everybody else. Just worry about your part in it. That's all you need to be concerned about right now. We'll take another call. You're very welcome. Welcome, my friend. We can take another call. Who's next? Nobody? Well, just give me the next person, screened or not, because we haven't got much time left. Just throw me a bone. Anybody? I'll take it. Line 4. Good. And so what's your question? And you're not even screened, and I'm sure it'll come out just as well.
Hi, Roy. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have anybody else right now screened, so I thought I'd just take just the next person.
Oh, it's exciting to be on. I never expected.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, you had mentioned, you know, to call if we had some kind of a symptom.
Yes.
And my symptom is that it just started to happen, you know, in the last couple of years, that I get dizzy when I look up or look down, you know, different times.
Well, have you been to a doctor?
Yes.
And what do they say?
And they have, you know, they don't think that there's really anything wrong.
Well, you see, the trouble with doctors is this. They never really understand the problem. Because
exactly.
Problems come in very subtle, they grow very subtly. Cause and effect. Effect becoming the next cause of the next effect. So we're talking about cause and effect, an unrolling of a problem. One morning, this goes on in secret. And nobody can see it. Perhaps not even you. One morning you wake up, you've got cancer. But that's 20 years of cause and effect. And you might have seen it a long time ago if you didn't take pills and drugs and vitamins and you know, aspirins and whatever it is you take to take away the pain of suffering. Or had you realized your reactions were where your reactions were leading you. Because every emotional reaction is the wrong reaction to it's an imperfect reaction to imperfect situations, which is creating changes in you that are abnormal. See, human beings cannot live reacting to environment like animals. And now, we're not just speaking about the environment of called nature. I'm speaking the environment of poisonous people. Because most people, and I say most, are mad. They don't know they're mad, but if you get married, when you start to live with the person you thought was they were what they weren't, when you get married or you work with somebody, or you work for a boss, you discover their proclivities, but you can't do much about it. You have to live in that environment, and if you don't deal with it properly, with your workmates, with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your aunts and your uncles, if you fail to deal with your mother and father that begat you in this state, if you don't deal with it, these reactions, which are more like animal than human, infect you. And your anatomy wasn't designed, not only your anatomy, but your soul is not designed for such shaping. To move and have your being from being upset and pressured and motivated this way. You were designed to move and have your being, the breath of life, from within you. And until you learn that, your life you'll slowly become poisoned by the way you think, the way you react and think and feel, by the way the wrong choices you make in your food. Your food will poison you. And even if it's good food, it will poison you because you're putting it to wrong use. See? So there are so many factors that will make your life miserable. That there's until you have a real symptom, maybe one day you wake up with cancer. I'm just making exaggerating, but not necessarily, because 50% of Americans will die from it. So the chances are you wake up with cancer as a result of 20 or 30 years of cause and effect becoming cause, and all of the every symptom should be observed as reacting to pressure wrongly.
Right.
And every reaction to pressure, that dealing with imperfect people imperfectly, to put it rather simply, breeds into you their imperfections. So it goes from generation to generation, from one person to another. We infect each other with a morass of misery. And we have loathing and anger and hatred and resentment, and the chemistry of our body changes because we eat foolishly, we drink, we take drugs, we do. And slowly but surely we die with meaningless. And there's no one who understands the process of cause and effect becoming the cause of the next effect, and so on until... So you're building death. You're shutting yourself in a living casket. Meaningless. You'll die without meaning. Even the people with the most money are just as miserable. They don't know they're miserable.
Yes.
You see that? If they ever lost all their money, you hear people jumping off top of buildings because suddenly the world is swept away from them. If their wife dies, the world is swept away from them.
Yes.
See, but you can't build your house, your mind, body, and soul on quicksand, on sand. You have to build it on solid rock. But that means you have to find your way back to the ground of being, the closest to which you were when you were born.
Right.
and the furthest you are when you die, when you die.
And I have a question. I started listening to you last September.
Yes.
And everything that you say makes so much sense to me that I, you know, actually know that I knew it. And I've been
well. You knew it.
You've
known it. You've known this. You've known these things as I speak to you since a child. But you, you've doubted them and never lived them.
And now that I've been listening to you, it's I've been reminded of them, and I devote everything to trying to follow what you say.
No need to. Now listen carefully.
Yeah, I see.
I like what you I like what you said. Mm-hmm. What you said came across to me very good, but. You need some little instructions because there's a few things that you said that would put a chink, would put a crimp in what you're doing. Is that there's no need to try to do anything.
Yes.
That all you have to do is appreciate what I'm saying, and don't try to remember it. Just each point, let it find a little joy, quiet joy. Yes, that makes sense. You really don't have to. You have don't get into the habit of trying to remember the words. Or what was said, the awakening is all that there is. In other words, something happens, something changes when you appreciate the truth of a spoken word. Deeply appreciate it. You're grasping, what you're really grasping is not the words, is the reality that I refer to. It's invisible. And so I add, so from what you have said, please listen. Do not try to make it happen. But do understand one thing. Preserve the state of mind, the good state of mind you have by being patient with people. Learn not to be resentful. In other words, watch that for that. Watch that resentment and stop looking for approval. Those two things you need to keep be mindful of, that's all. Nothing else. Everything will unfold by itself. So there's nothing to be proud of. You cannot crow like a rooster over your accomplishments because you accomplish nothing. The only thing you accomplish is the approval of God and a sort of quiet sense of joy and satisfaction of a life well lived. We'll be right back. Show numbers is 4709 and 4710. If you want copies of the program, call 866-RADIO-ROY. Well, it's time to decide where you want to spend your vacation. How much money do you have for the vacation of your dreams? Because most of vacations are a waste of money. You know, I haven't taken a vacation in, I don't know when, 50 years. It's just a waste of money. My whole life is a vacation. I like what I do. I've been there, done that. But I come to the conclusion I carry my happiness with me, and I'm content to go on working. There's no retirement for me. I never retire, ever. You have to tie me to the chair. And I still, as long as I can talk, I can do my work or write. I just want you to find this happiness, so maybe you can spend your vacation money with us. And maybe write it off on your income tax. You need to consult your accountant about that. We're a non-profit organization, a church, actually. But it's not the kind of belonging that it's not the kind of church. Different kind of church. Meaning, I want you. When it's like a hospital. Our church is like a hospital. It means you come, and you get what you want, and then you don't need me anymore. Thank you, for the support. You support your work, the work for other people. That's all. And you can listen to me if you want to. And hopefully you don't need me after a while. You'll need me for a little while, I get it. You need me till you don't need me. But you don't need me forever. Isn't that nice? I want you to be your own person like I'm my own person. That's it. So that's what we do at the ranch. Help free you. And so we'll tape record some of that information and play it back on Sunday morning sessions or something. So that other people, some of the good things that I said at the seminar. George Hader will be there. I don't know if he'll be speaking. I think he just loves to come And listen, I've known my, George Hader is a psychiatrist friend of mine. I've known him for 28 years, and he just loves what I do. And it's improved his practice immensely. And there are many other psychiatrists and psychologists all over the country who feel the same way, but he's special to me. I've known him for a long time. Okay. Call the office, 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com, and get some information. Thank you very much. It's 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Thank you. We're going to go to Las Vegas. Joan. Hello, Joan.
It's Joanne.
Oh, Joanne. I beg your pardon.
That's all right. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I want to preface by saying that I've done many things in my life on my journey to becoming my own person. Some of them may be for the wrong reasons, but nevertheless.
Well, the life is full of wrong turns, but
yes,
then you get
well,
then eventually you get it right.
But they led to good things.
Yes,
like
yes.
I moved to Europe, I think, to find myself, you know, for a couple of years just to get away from.
Oh, spare me all that.
Yeah. I just mean I've gone on journeys.
No, I've made mistakes, and I understand that. But if you have a good heart, if you have a good heart, they'll lead you. The bad happens for good.
No, I just mean that I've done things not knowing necessarily why I was doing them, and now that I found you, I can see. I'm like, oh, maybe that's why I did that.
Yes, I dig that.
So now I'm at the point where I'm going to. I want to homeschool my children.
How old are they?
5, 3, and a year old.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't need much homeschooling at 5. They just need a good mother and father. You'd be surprised how much they learn. I'm surprised how much they learned in my home.
Right.
When I mean, the learning really is from the father and mother, especially me being a dad, the kind of dad I am. There's just the fact that they're at the house is a learning experience.
All right.
Learning how to be a father, a husband, when they grow older. The kind of conversations I have. The kind of conversations now, how can I put it this way? All my family live in this area, and all very close. And nearly all the time, there's somebody here. And on weekends, there's 20 of us here. 25, with kids all the way from 2 years old to 24 years old, but there's no booze, there's no nothing, there's no smoking, there's no drinking, there's just lively conversation. It's always been that way, meaningful conversation, all kinds, but I can't tell you what that is, but
right.
Making fun of each other and joking and laughing with wonderful senses of humor. And I can't tell you what it's like. It's very hard to someone should put a camera in my place for a couple of days, and it's the only way you're going to describe it.
Right.
And so you are the educator, and in my home, we never went to any religious organization. I was the pastor. That's who I should be. Every father should be the minister,
mm-hmm.
God's representative on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
So
you think I don't need to focus so much on
homeschool. It's good. It's homeschooling. Listen, if you could send your kid to a good school, but there aren't many good ones. You may not be able to afford a good one.
Right.
So the next best thing to a public school, which is the worst possible choice you could ever make. The most dangerous thing you could do the most foolish thing is you could do is to send your child to public school.
Right.
75% of the delegates at every convention are members of the school unions.
Mm-hmm.
It's communists, every one of them. They don't even know it.
Yeah.
They don't even know it. They're not conscious of their leanings. They've been programmed. Only a few teachers I've ever met that have abandoned their very generous retirement to, so they just go be free to, they don't want to teach the tripe to the children. In other words, the money is no longer important to them, but the children are, and they just can't teach that stuff anymore. And there are not many teachers like that. They'll just pass on what was taught to them, and all they care about is the money, their retirement.
Right.
And then it's very generous retirement, I can tell you. It's more than they deserve for destroying our children. But I can tell you is the best thing you can do is, you sound like a very sensible lady. You shouldn't have any trouble.
All right, so basically not to worry about it. Work on myself.
No, don't push him. Don't push him too hard. At 5 years old, I don't think you need to worry about it.
All right.
We'll wait a couple of more years.
Can I ask you about your?
But you can still teach them how to read. Have fun to read to them, and you just read. You teach them naturally. You teach them. They don't even know they're learning. If you can teach them, and they don't realize they're learning because it's so much fun.
That's the best way.
And that's how our school is like that. The kids love to go to school because they don't know they're learning.
So it's just that, is your school just set up as an exploratory kind of thing?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, but we're going to use it as a template for other schools to follow one day.
Huh.
I got to rush now because we're running out of time.
All
it's
right.
Nice of you to call. I wish we could chat a little bit more, but we're coming to the end of our program. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the radio broadcast. Remember, Tall Timber Ranch Experience for July 4th. You can spend the week if you want to, or several days. Your choice. Call 866-RADIO-ROY. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. This is program number 4709 and 4710, which means there's 2 hours, and they are available on a cassette or CD. Please call the office or go online, FHU.com. Thank you, and have a good evening. Talk to you tomorrow night, 22 hours from now.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want you to imagine for a minute that you have a job where the person you work for decides that day whether or not he will pay you for the work that you've done. Essentially, that is exactly what happens with Roy Masters. Every day he does a radio program, and you, the listener, are like his employer, and you decide whether or not you will support the radio program and the work that Roy Masters has just done. If you're interested in supporting the foundation, you can purchase every radio show that you hear. Just listen for the number, and if you're not sure what it is, call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227, Monday through Friday, regular business hours, Pacific time. Or visit the website at FHU.com. Be a good employer. Please make sure that you support Roy Masters and the work that he is doing for you.
You now have access to the Foundation of Human Understanding 24 hours a day. Visit our worldwide website at www.fhu.com. Miss one of our newsletters? All feature articles by Roy Masters can be found and downloaded here. Interested in some of our materials? Maybe you'd like to preview some of our books and audio tapes before you purchase? Visit www.fhu.com. Perhaps you've called when our offices are closed. Now you can order 24 hours a day securely on our fully interactive online catalog. How would you like to hear the very best of Roy Masters' current radio programs in their entirety instantly, anytime, night or day? You can at www.fhu.com. Curious about the meditation exercise taught by Roy Masters? Preview it now at our website. Visit us today and don't forget to sign up for our free email service. You'll be kept informed on upcoming lectures, website changes, sneak previews of our newsletters, and a host of other services. That's www.fhu.com. Get connected today.